Well, my thoughts are that marriage is between a man and a woman. It's a well-established fundamental pillar of society. And no group, be they gays, be they NAMLA, be they people who believe in bestiality, it doesn't matter what they are, they don't get to change the definition. So it's not something that's against gays. It's against anybody who wants to come along and change the fundamental definitions of pillars of society. It has significant ramifications.
And then something went terribly wrong for the doctor. First of all, were you surprised that he apologized for that?
I was not surprised he apologized. I'm on a panel with him that is airing on WBFF tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And he and I discussed it briefly. And he is more sophisticated in his medical work and in matters of politics than he is at rhetoric. And if you have not had a long history of being in the public eye, you will sometimes state things in a way that indicate you believe something you do not believe. And by putting in the same appositive, these individuals who believe in same-sex marriage with NABLA and other groups, what you do is you imply, without intentionally doing so, you imply that there's a commonality. I know he doesn't believe there's such a commonality.
But he didn't say that.
That's exactly right. He did not say that. And so when people say he did, what they're saying is that the rhetorical structure implied to some people that he was saying they were similar. So what he did was he plaintively apologized. He said, I did not mean that. I'm not as sophisticated rhetorically as I am medically. And so I understand that I am sorry for any hurt that I may have caused, because that is not my opinion.
But by apologizing, aren't you admitting guilt?
No. I think what he apologized for was very clear. He was apologizing for the rhetorical construction that allowed people to infer he was saying something that he was not saying.
I guess where I'm coming from on this, you're going to be the guy that's going to stand up 10 feet away from the President of the United States and go to hell with political correctness, then you can't be apologizing when you say something politically incorrect.
But I think you can be apologizing when your linguistic structure implies you're saying something you don't believe. He does not believe that those who support gay marriage are akin to these groups that he mentioned. And so he was simply rattling off groups that he thought, were irrelevant. And he mentioned groups that, again, he does not believe are comparable to those who believe in gay marriage. He believes, and I had a conversation with him about him. He believes that people who believe in gay marriage are quite sincere, but they differ from his belief.
Well, he's a Christian. He's a Christian man.
Exactly.
And he's out front about that. And now you have this icon at Johns Hopkins, Paul Rothman, trying to tack away from him. The students don't want him to speak at the commencement speech. I don't know. I mean,
Well, I'll tell you, you can always say that because a person says something that you consider inappropriate, you're going to stop him from speaking. But the fact is that this is really an interesting fellow. He's an eminently decent, very bright individual who, again, has not had—
Which is the problem with him, because the left doesn't know how to rip a person like that apart.
That's right.
That's the problem with not having dirt, coming from humble beginnings.
That's right.
With being a genius and saving lives. You don't know how to destroy a person like that.
That's right. And so what you do is you wait for the person who has not had a long history in public speaking to make a statement that can be interpreted in a way that is detrimental to him, and you say, aha, gotcha. It's the whole gotcha philosophy. If you cannot deal with a person substantively, you deal with a gaffe they make. You deal with something that they said that they did not mean to say.
Again, Professor, not to go round and round on this, it's not a gaffe. And that's why I think by him apologizing for it, it comes across as a gaffe. If you're saying, as a Christian man, okay, I'm not getting into a theological discussion here, but if you're saying, as a Christian man, I don't believe that man should lay with man, then don't apologize for it.
But the appositive that followed that, to include NAMBLA, to include a group that, preys on small children consciously, is not an association he meant to make. And when it's in the same sentence, you can say, aha, here's the sentence that followed it. He meant that, but he did not mean that. So he did not mean to rhetorically construct his argument that way.
30 seconds. He did himself no favors on this.
Right.
After that apology, the hospital turned on him, the students turned on him. So if the purpose of apologizing is to save some face, mission not accomplished.
You mean, no, that's not the order it occurred in. The apology followed the reaction. And the apology, I think, is compelling. And as a matter of fact, I predict that the apology will do him some good.